A Walk in the Country by Derek Morrison. The cows were the first. They no longer appear, living their lives in megasheds throughout each passing year. Now hidden from casual view, lush fields they never see, for algorithms and robots have replaced green grassy lea. With auto feed and milking, every need was satisfied. No stress, strain or disease was the corporate line then plied. Heritage farmers were the next. Like the dodo, they were gone. Such heroes found no way to profit from this new industrial dawn. Or their sons and daughters, knowing realities of this life, sought outlets for their talents that didn't require such strife. But some found their land, attracting most hungry eyes, for siting these new mega sheds or enabling more housing rise. Strange towers also emerged, far from old country farms, cities' new silent labs and mills, devoid of bucolic charms. For fruit and veg went vertical in these factories of the sky, shining many artificial suns on shoots that never dry. Rural dwellers felt this change, disrupting once bucolic bliss from concrete and megasheds, or embraced by city's kiss. For the creeping crab of conurbation brought a world that viewed such space as now inefficient and unproductive, which new technologies could replace. So their creeping crab of automation consumed all roles by the score. So migrant workers became history. They were not needed anymore. These new machines had intelligence, and they never, ever tired, testing beast and soil with sensors, prescribing treatments if required. Masters of precision agriculture controlled this world by screen, fed data from drones and satellites with few humans to be seen. Now megalopolis and the country eventually merged into seamless one, broken only by new parks for citizens to have their fun. Some larger parks had zoos, displaying now uncommon beasts, so they gaze on the sheep and cattle, still forced participants in their feasts. But these people were the last, for they no longer appear, now preferring lives in virtual space, where cows can still graze all year. A remorseless transformation, as the old rural world died, pressed to man's new purpose, as nature silently cried.